podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Everybody, welcome to the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you are looking to become a better basketball coach, if you're looking to put rings in your finger in less time and connect with your players by a basketball coach that has done it, teachhoops.com is the answer for you. So come over and check it out. Let's head off to the podcast.
Hey, everybody. Today, we're going to talk about different ways to make practice better. Super excited about this. If I look around, it's because I'm looking at my notes. But so I'm gonna start with a couple key things. First of all, I think in order to make practice better, you got to really empower your staff. You got to think of it as a well-oiled machine. Your alignment and your clarity with what you want to get done and what the kids need to get done need to be outlined. If we tend to break our staff up into small pieces, giving coaches specific players so they can build that relationship. So I think empowering your assistant coaches and something that I probably didn't do early in my career, I think is really important. The next thing is when you provide, you have to think about disrupting how you disrupt the session and how you grow, and it's you want the growth as in the players, but you want an explicit focus on things that you're going to do in practice, a clear vocabulary, a clear quote unquote Bible. And if the players have clarity, the coaches will have clarity and more learning will go on. And that kind of leads into the next thing that I wanted to talk about, the difference between teaching and learning. Teaching is sometimes what I'm doing in my math class when I'm stopping things, to explain a concept or a skill. And to be honest with you, coaches probably do too much teaching and there's not enough learning. The learning is the application of a specific skill. How does the player learn that specific skill? Is it small-sided games? Is it sending home a scout? Is it watching something at huddle? Focus on reinforcing specific things. And then I think as a coach, and this is something I'm going to really be working on, is how do you judge success, in practice? How is a success defined? Is it outcome? Is it, a specific time? Is it a specific mastery of a skill? I think those are things, when we try to keep things competitive so that we can kind of keep track of that clarity. But I think that's something you really want to look at. You do want, and again, this is something I'm going to really focus on. You really want to build a community of clarity and attentiveness that when things are being done or they're working on it. And we try to do that by trying to keep practice moving. You can do that both physically and mentally to build a culture of attentiveness. How you want them to interact with you. When you ask questions, you're not asking yes and no questions. You're asking ones in which, how can they be attentive and ready to go? And I call on the players all the time. I have them repeat the drill. So they're being attentive and learning, just like in a classroom. You want them to be focused and not thinking about their geometry quiz and tomorrow or something, even though that's important. And you have to think about practice as both being physically and mentally challenging. And I have found that it's not that you can't do both and you should do both in them. The mental part should really be high when the learning is happening, when they're learning a skill, acquiring a new skill. I think that's when you really want to focus on the mental part. It's hard especially when you're a high school coach, they've been mentally challenged all day, hopefully. And then correcting and critiquing are two different things, just like teaching and learning are. Critiquing is telling them what they did wrong. giving them the opportunity to, without giving the opportunity to do anything better. Correcting is telling them what they did wrong, giving them a chance to correct it. So critiquing is what you hear coaches, you did this wrong, but they don't have a chance to correct it. You want to do more correcting versus critiquing. It's just, that's, as coaches, that's what we want to do. So the best way that I have found to critique my own coaching, actually correct my own coaching, hopefully I'm not critiquing it, but to correct it, is to video myself, to kind of see what I'm doing. Record the audio. How am I interacting with the players? How am I giving them opportunities to interact with their teammates? Inviting other people in. I did this, you know, I call them self-scouts. Give yourself the ability to have a self-scout. Those are so important. But three things that you can do tomorrow in your practices is check for understanding. You know, did they learn it? Is there data to prove that they learned how to drop step or do something like that? That's the first sense. Align feedback and teaching points, and then have them have places in practice where they're having to make decisions. You know, ask them questions like, what could we do differently? Look for input. So, you know, check for understanding, give feedback and teaching, you know, do a lot more correcting than critiquing. And, you know, ask the players, what do you like about practice? What do we need to do more of? What do we need to do less of? If you do those things, everything, your practices are going to be better. They are going to be better lifelong learners, and your teams are going to win more games, to be honest with you. So hopefully this is helpful, and talk soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.